Attached to the food safety bill was an attempt by Senator Tom Coburn to ban earmarks. It failed on a vote of 39 to 56, and both of Alaska senators voted against it. Even though it failed, it was a stronger anti-earmark showing than the Senate has had in the past. APRN's Libby Casey has more.
Senator Murkowski was one of just 8 Republicans to reject the call to get rid of earmarks. Earlier this month, the Republican conference voted for a self-imposed earmark ban. Murkowski says the fact that she's not alone in still supporting earmarks despite the GOP ban positions her in a solid group.
Some strength in numbers there, if you will. And I think that as long as the case is made by the lawmaker for the request, we ought not be afraid to stand up and represent our states and our states' interests.
Murkowski says she still thinks she'll be able to direct funding home, but she'll likely have to work harder to defend projects.
Maybe what it's going to take is greater effort from the folks back home to ensure that these are really the heightened priorities within those communities.
Murkowski says that means seeing communities or the state offer to match federal funds or pass resolutions declaring a project their number one priority. On the Democratic side of the aisle, 7 senators supported the earmark ban, but not Begich. Begich says it was a chance for senators to put their money where their mouth is and show exactly where they stand. He's suggesting that senators who voted to ban earmarks stop asking for them when it comes time to dole out the money.
Today's vote probably gave us an opportunity to look at some of the projects and eliminate them. You know, those who voted to ban earmarks but also asked for earmarks can't have it both ways. So maybe there's some more shaving that can be done to save some more taxpayer money.
Democrats have not banned earmarks within their ranks. The anti-earmark sponsor, Oklahoma Republican Senator Tom Coburn, has railed against earmarks and has stopped bills from passing because he didn't like specific projects, including ones for Alaska. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.